Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these game.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield, just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the second. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle in third hand.
SEC mixtapes. Hosted by Bonzo.
The realest coverage in the South.
If you don't know what that is, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this show, because that's all for my boy, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, who's in a coma right now. So I'm guessing enough woos might, you know, bring him on through, man, you know. But so if y'all out there before my boy, Ric Flair, you know, go ahead and give him a woo. He needs as many woos as he can get. G. Willis, baby, what's going on, baby? What's up with you?
Man, trying to figure out just off the top of my head who your drink sponsor is tonight. I want to say a mixture of a couple of different companies that probably don't go good together.
Ooh, you on to something, G. You can't pull the wool over the eyes. My sponsors are unlimited, man. I don't even know where to start at, man, because I'm going to leave somebody out. I'm going to leave somebody out. But G. Willis, man,
wow.
How can you not be sponsored tonight? Man, we 13 days from booting up. Somebody about
I'm
to be
nervous, man.
Dog.
I might need to find
dog,
the other guy, man.
South
I'm
Carolina.
Nervous.
Look, man, next Thursday, South Carolina about to put them paws on FAMU. It's time,
now, wait a minute. South Carolina? And, okay. And you know how I feel about South Carolina. You know what? I got excited about
South Carolina
today because
no,
of.
Sorry. It's not South Carolina and FAMU. I'm sorry. It's Arkansas and FAMU.
Arkansas.
That's right. Because South Carolina plays North Carolina State, and I think they might lose. But,
hey, they had a hell of an eclipse at the stadium today. It was pretty nice. Pretty nice eclipse. They went completely dark. In Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey, G,
I was excited
you,
for the
you
guys.
Just hit on the topic. You just hit on the title of the show when you said eclipse. One of the titles of the show is Saban Still Gangster. Did y'all hear what Saban said about the eclipse? I mean,
I think he said he didn't care nothing about it.
Hey, man, Saban, he went off, man. He really let the reporters have it. In the only way, in a way that only Saban can do it, he just blew him up. He was able to say, "Don't ever ask me about no damn eclipse again during the beginning of football season." Stop saying, "Don't ever ask me about no damn eclipse again at the beginning of football season." He was able to do it, dog. He got him told, G.
He always gets them told. That's
man,
what he does.
He's been smacking reporters for a while. So, G, before we get Billy Bad here, I'm going to ask you, you know, I'm going to talk about Saban right now, Saban in Alabama.
Okay.
Why are all these people saying, why are all these people down in Alabama? They're ranked number one, but I'm pop up everywhere. You know, down in Alabama being able to remain consistent. Like for some that Alabama takes a step back. I don't see it. Mate, can you explain it to me? What do you see, G?
Well, I can't really explain. I'm thinking maybe they're basing it off the first game of the year because there's a lot of question marks about the Florida State game. I don't really see. I'm kind of like you on that one. I don't really see what they're looking at. I don't see Florida State beating them. I think it'll be an interesting game. It'll be a hype game, you know, but other than that, I think Alabama will be Alabama.
But you know what, G? Even if Florida State beats them, what exactly does that mean?
Nothing.
I mean, what does that mean if Florida State meets? You know, I don't think that holds much weight. I think it's a very, very entertaining game.
Well, on the national spectrum, it says a lot for the ACC, and that's about it. Alabama will still be undefeated in the SEC after that game. That's basically where we stand. They'll be undefeated in the SEC.
Okay.
It's,
well, you
it's
know
all
what?
They need
I'm gonna tell you
to get to the playoffs to win the SEC. That's it.
Well, I'll tell you this, G. You know, I'm a nerd. I'm a dork. I confess. I read everything about football I can get my hands on. I do. One of the things that was brought up in this Bama thing is, like, this year they play against more dual-threat quarterbacks, really good dual-threat quarterbacks, than they have, you know, ever, than they ever have. Like, so they believe the chances of a couple of these quarterbacks, two or three of these quarterbacks having a great game are just a little bit higher right now. You know, I always talk about the guy, you know, Nick Fitzgerald at Mississippi State. You know, I take my hat off to Dan Mullen for being able to replace Dak Prescott with that specimen. The dude is a baller. So they got him. They got Fitzgerald. They have Jarrett Stidham they're going to go against. They have Francois who they're going to go against. They have Shea Patterson who they're going to go against. So quite a few pretty good defensive, pretty good dual threat quarterbacks they're going against this year. And we know, we always talk about this on the show. You know, for a quarterback to beat Alabama, the quarterback just got to go crazy. The quarterback has to go nuts. He has to be able to throw the ball and run the ball. He has to be able to do both in order to beat Alabama. What say you, G? What do you think about some of these quarterbacks Bama's facing this year?
Well, let's start with Ole Miss. Shea Patterson has shown a couple of sparks of being good to okay, but he hasn't really done it yet. So, you know, I'm one of those guys, you got to show me before I believe you. I'm from the show me state. So Auburn, it's kind of the same thing with Jerry Stidham. I kind of believe in him. I'm going to step out there on a limb and say he might be everything that they say he is. Auburn's acting really weird right now, like trying to mask what they're doing. So I'm thinking it may be for real. I mean, and that's kind of scary for Auburn. We'll touch on that later. Alabama is, until I see, and this is going to be what the kind of the theme of the show for me, until I see how these teams play week one, I'm kind of up in the air. Like, I mean, you can tell me anything, I might agree with it. At this point, I mean, if you want to base it off last year, Alabama's missing so many components from last year. But, you know, I also have to say in the same breath that they are just the program that really they never make taking a step back because they are Alabama. They just plug in players. But, you know, the Reuben Fosters don't grow on trees. I
agree.
I want to see if they have the activity at linebacker that they've had consistently over the past couple of years. I think the offense would be better than they were last year. But I think the defense is going to be stable. So, you know, it's kind of up in the air. But I think they will be beat this year. I think Auburn's going to beat them this year. I really do. I really think Auburn's going to beat them this year. I don't care how bad they play this year. Auburn may lose three games this year. I still think they'll beat Alabama. And that's not talking. That's just the football guy in me saying that.
Well, I'll say this about Auburn. You know, and I told you guys this. You know, I was one of Jeff Stidham's biggest critics. I was one of his biggest critics, man. But after, you know, looking at the entire situation, just really looking at it, man, and there were times last year when G might bite my head off, but he has to agree. You might not like what I'm about to say, G, but you have to agree. There were times last year when Sean White played great. Great. Against good teams. There were times when he played absolutely, you know, lights out. And from everything coming out of camp, I've heard that Sean White is significantly better than he was last year.
I've heard a little different.
I heard
he was still
significantly better than he was.
I heard he was still hurt.
I've heard that. And saying that, for Jared Stidham to come in and beat Sean White out, you know, I think it's actually a pretty impressive feat. It's a pretty impressive feat. There was a time in October of last year, Auburn was one of the hottest teams in college football. Before Sean White got hurt in the Vanderbilt game and John Franklin had to be quarterback against Georgia, they were looking at the Iron Bowl being a pretty big class with Sean White leading the team.
Don't forget about the running back getting hurt.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Cameron Pelway got hurt. So the injury bug did bite Auburn last year, and Auburn wasn't a terrible team last year. But there's one thing. There's one thing that we cannot forget about last year, and I say it every show. Gus Malzahn playing 14 quarterbacks against Clemson. I will always feel like that's the difference between Auburn's season last year. Him playing 14 quarterbacks against Clemson and never handing Cameron Pettway the ball against Clemson. So I'm saying for Auburn to actually have a better offense this year, I do believe that the offense will be better. I believe the offense will be at a minimum a touchdown better. If their offense is a touchdown better, and the defense, I'm confident that the defense is better. I'm confident. I saw what the guys done last year with not much experience. So I'm confident. So I think Auburn is a dangerous team. I do. Am I ready to say that they beat Alabama? Not quite. But I do think that they're dangerous. Am I ready to say that they work Clemson? I'm ready to say that. I think Auburn.
Where are they playing
this
year?
You can go on record right now. You can go on record right now.
Where's Iron Bowl
playing? Auburn. The Iron Bowl will be played at Auburn this year.
Mm-hmm.
But Auburn will work Clemson the second game of the season. I'll go ahead and put that out there. Auburn will work Clemson. Auburn will put that little crazy look back on Dabo face the second week of college football. You remember
that
look? Great. At the end of the 2015 national championship,
they got manhandled. Alabama really put the thing to them.
So I look for that to happen against Auburn too. I really do. I think Gus Malzahn got a little something over there and a lot of people forget that Gus Malzahn is a pretty cutthroat dude. If Gus Malzahn gets you in the corner and start beating the piss out of you,
he's gonna
flex on you. And this also Jared Stidham. I've been talking about this, and I've heard no one else talking about it. So you guys got to give me credit when it happens. Jared Stidham, man, he's a little different than most SEC quarterbacks. He got a lot of bite to him, man. He's real confident. You're going to see him getting some people faces. You're going to see him bust out laughing at people when he scores touchdowns on them. Like a lot of – Jared Stidham is going to be an Auburn fave, but people may hate this guy. He may be hated on a Cam Newton level. You remember Cam Newton used to run up the field smiling? Scoring touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone kind of hated him. They still dislike him for smiling. Jared Stidham has he has that type of edge to him, man. Like, he's not shy, and he's a cocky cat. But I'm going to borrow a phrase from the great Bear Bryant. It ain't bragging if you can back it up. So
since we're talking about Auburn and quarterbacks, well, we're going to change it a little bit. Tell me how could JF3 say the reason why he transferred is because he was not having fun at Auburn anymore. What does that mean?
I'll tell you what that means, man. I mean, it's clear as day to me. He wasn't playing. He wasn't going to get any playing time.
When you're getting playing time, you're having fun. When you're getting playing time, you're having fun.
That's true.
When you're not getting playing time, football's not so fun. When, and especially in a guy in his situation, you know, let's talk about this a little bit. Last year, JF3 had on an orange jersey, which is a no-contact jersey in practice. Let me tell y'all something about quarterbacks. For people who don't know much about football, everybody else in practice can't stand the quarterback because they don't have to get hit like everybody else. People aren't amused by that. Defensive players hate it. So the second that they peel that orange jersey off JF3, things change. Things change. Defensive players who've been trying to knock the piss out of him the whole year last year but couldn't because they would blow the whistle, there was not a whistle this year. So shit changed. It changed.
Right.
He got roughed up a few times in practice. No doubt. No doubt. He got choke slammed a few times in practice. And, you know, man, look, the group of receivers that Auburn has, it's going to be hard for anyone to come off the streets. You know, just come from another position and take that position.
It might be the best out here.
Hey, man, I know it's one of the better groups at Auburn right now, and that's saying a lot with the running backs that Auburn has. Man, but
I'm not sold on the running backs, Bonzo. Not sold on the running backs at all.
Hey, man.
Pat Williams is a great
fullback.
He's a great grinder. But, you know, again, I keep saying they need an all-purpose back that can basically, you know, if you miss him, he's gone. Petway's not their running back. Petway's going to get his yards.
Well,
he might even end up being the leading rusher. But is that the lightning bolt you need when you need a quick score? That's my only point. So, again, you need that off-pace back to make it happen. Kerryon Johnson's not that back.
Man, you know, gee, it's hard for me to disagree with you, you know, from what my eyes see. However, looking at the stats, man, those guys just churned. They churned all year. Man, Petway.
Oh, no doubt.
Petway,
I said he's the leading rusher.
All year. There were games.
Right.
When this guy is just absolutely, like you said, he just manhandled people. He manhandled people. And, you know, I'll say this, man. Just, I kind of use a method. I use a similar method. I'm a little league football coach, and one thing I like to do, I got a heavy back, and what I'll do is I run the ball 3 or 4 times with my heavy back. You know, he'll get 5-6 yards a pop, and then, like you say, G. Willis, I put my all-purpose back in after he's beat the hell out of defense, and he busts it for a touchdown every time. You know, after he softened the defense up, he busted for a touchdown. My fastback gets in and takes it out. So
who is
I understand
your fastback
what you're saying
year?
At Petway. My fastback, man. I actually it's my you know it's my son. It's my son, man. We got a we got all types of back, but I ain't gonna get on that, guys. You guys gonna have to catch me another show. I'm talking about my football team because we'll be here all day. But I'm gonna get on. You have a great point. You have a great point, G. If Kerryon Johnson is capable, but you're right. If he reaches that next level as an all-purpose back, a speed back, then Auburn will be really, really. They'll be even more dangerous, man. You have Petway. Like you said, you have Petway to soften them up. You have Jared Stidham, who's a great passer. And then you have that speed threat in the back. Now, I'll tell you something I've been hearing that they haven't been talking much about out of Auburn. But you remember Ontario McCaleb, 2010 Auburn, right? He was a little running back, but they would line him up at the slot and put him at wide receiver and do speed sweeps, all type of stuff.
They kept him in the
This
suite.
Is one thing
they
that people
kind of
forgot. You know who was Auburn's? Well, he was on Auburn's offensive staff at the time. Chip Lindsey was at that time that Ontario McCaleb was there.
Right,
now, I've been hearing that Eli Stove, that we'll be seeing him get some handoffs this year. You know, not from traditional running back position, but Yeah, he got a few last year.
He ran sweeps.
He got a
he
few.
Ran sweeps last year.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. In
Arkansas, ran one for a touchdown, first play of the game.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But you're going to see him kind of line up in the slot almost like a running back and catch these little deep dump passes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the back.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like he has the speed. He is that home run threat once he gets going. So that's a little nugget. You know, that's a little nugget no one's talking about. I dropped it on you guys. But, hey, man.
Right,
JR3
was supposed to be that, too. That's why I was upset that he left, because he was supposed to be, if he got in the game, that threat to touch the ball like that. Because he is a special guy when he has the ball. I still like the kid. I mean, he's an Auburn Tiger no matter what. He did graduate from Auburn, has a degree. So he's an Auburn Tiger the rest of his life. And we'll talk about that FAU thing in a minute, because I do want to talk about not only that transfer, they got another transfer, and they're thinking that that's going to make a huge difference. But we'll go into that later. But go push along, man.
Go ahead. Man, since we on Florida, man, let's stay in the Sunshine State, man. But I got to talk about my boy Miguel Wayne, man, Florida's coach, man. Over the last few days, this dude didn't turn to – he didn't got his stripes.
He's been talking smack, bro.
Over the last few days.
He's been talking smack.
First of all –
he said they're going to kill Michigan.
He said we about to muff this Michigan. He said we going to muff Michigan.
He going to kill him.
We going to muff him. We're going to rough him up. But here's the other thing that he did. I know everyone's watching politics, all this stuff, all these different boycotts and stuff going on, but, you know, he called Florida's president, basically, the president of the University of Florida, and there was a group, an alt-right group, one of those groups that Donald Trump said there were good people in, but Sorry, the Nazis aren't good people. No, I'm not sorry. Nazis are not good people. Okay? Just that simple. But anyway, McElwain, he actually went to the president of the university, man, and they end up telling the cast, no, you guys can't come do a rally down here. You can't do a rally here.
Right.
Kevin Sumlin did the same thing at Texas A&M. You know, and then Coach Mack came out and said, man, I respect what Kevin Sumlin did, man. Somebody got to stand up and say something to these fools. He said, somebody got to say
right.
something. You know, man, he was straight up. He was straight up. He was like, man, I can't do it. I ain't finna let nobody disrespect my players like this, man. Y'all need to go on, man. Ease on down the road with that. You know, Kevin Sumlin did the same thing, man, and that's, you know, that's here lately. Politics and sports have been really, you know, in the same room. They've been in the same room lately. You know, a lot of us don't like to talk about it. You know, but we got to be honest. You know, these guys have platforms, and a lot of times they use their platforms to discuss how they feel about the current events in the world, i.e. Kaepernick. You know, so honestly, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with these guys expressing their opinions. Don't have a problem with it at all. And I think they'll continue to express their opinions. But like I said, I had to give it up for Coach Matt, you know, for stepping in, saying something about it, and also calling out Michigan, you know, talking about slapping somebody. I like more of that, man.
I
got to
be
honest with you.
It's football time, baby.
A lot of times,
let's go.
Yeah, man, a lot of times I'll be watching ESPN, and watching the coaches in the pregame and, you know, listening to the coaches talk about the other teams. And I can look right through those coaches and just be like, man, that's some bull, man. He's just saying exactly what the camera wants to hear. How soon before we have a LeVar Ball type college coach who comes in and say, I'm about to punch you in your balls and poke you in your eyes? And no, I don't like your players. I don't care how many walk-ons you gave scholarships to. We finna try to knock the hell out of them. A little bit more bite. I'm just saying. Do you ever get tired of the dog and pony show, the coach speak, where they get up and talk about how great these kids are, and but then you look at the camera on the sideline and you see coaches on all fours, damn near barking at kids. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Come on, G. Come on.
Been
man.
On the other side of it, man. It's rough.
Exactly, man. So when do we get that? When do we get that, G? I think it's coming soon. I think it's coming soon, man.
I don't think the SEC is ready for it yet. It's still too political. I don't see it happening in the SEC. It will definitely happen. Say in the Oregon, you know, their coach may be able to pull it off. You know, somewhere like that, SEC is not ready. Maybe if they got it in Missouri, but you know, Alabama, Auburn, they're not ready for a coach like that right now.
But
I don't see it happening.
You know what? I'm gonna say this: they're not ready for a coach like that in public.
Okay.
They're not ready for the world to see that a coach might behave like that. But I'm here to tell you, these coaches are people. They're people. Not only are
they love their
jobs, football coaches,
and they want to keep them.
They are
crazy. They want to keep them.
These coaches are crazy. Every last one of these coaches are crazy. Every last one of these coaches you see get in front of the camera and talk about how proud they are of the kids and all this stuff. Yes, they are proud of the kids. Don't get me wrong now. Coaches, they are proud of the kids. However, man, when this guy gets on the green, they lose their mind. Nick Saban is all a 5'5". And you see,
he got to be
7.
I thought he was
350 pounds.
Got to be 6'5" at least, man. No way.
The way he makes those players run scared, he has to be. He has to be 6'5", man. He has to be 6'5". But I respect it, man, because, you know, that's – honestly, man, a lot of players like to be coached hard. They like to be coached hard, man, and that's one of the beautiful things about football, man. It's all rough on the field, you know, rough while you're there, you know, rough while you're practicing. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all love. It's all love, and that's what being a team is all about, man. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times when you see those championship teams, they have that. They have that. Like, and what teams in the SEC, G, do you see that just have that? They have that this year. They have the togetherness. They have the pros. They have the Joes. They have it all. Who all do you see in the SEC this year to have that so far?
Besides Alabama.
Besides Bama. Because you're right. Bama has
I would say Auburn. Auburn this year. You know what? I'm thinking, before I go into my speech, I'm thinking SEC is definitely going to have a lot better play this year. Now, one thing SEC has missed over the past 3 years is quarterback play. This year, I think it'll be the year of the quarterback. You have the kid, Nick Fitzgerald, at Mississippi State, who I know you love. As much as you talk about Jalen Hurts, I think he will manage and do a great job at quarterback this year. And if he can do anything better at passing, I mean, hey, he still was one of the better players in college football, even though he couldn't hit a barn, right side of a barn, this past year. the quarterback in South Carolina here is turning heads and may be the best quarterback in the Southeastern Conference this year. Georgia, I think, the guy has a frame on him to make anything happen. I think it's Eason is his name. He may turn out to be one of the sleepers this year. So I think this is definitely the year of the quarterback, I'm hoping, which will actually and definitely make the SEC back to what they once was, which was dominating at anybody they played. But what I always tell people, and I hope Coach Boyd is listening, the reason why we lose games at time is because we beat each other up all year long. When you sandbag and don't practice, I mean, don't play anybody all year, and you get a month to prepare for a team, not that many injuries, I mean, guys, you're going to be fresh. And you're playing for something. SEC, you know, we have stumbled into the holiday season just about every year, and with no quarterback play. It's been based off speed and defense. and some good running backs and stuff like that. This year we have great running backs on how many different teams? You got Georgia, Alabama, Auburn that have a stable of running backs, LSU. I mean, this is the year. That's why I'm trying not to say too much about what I'm thinking these teams will do this year, but I'm, you know, it's yet to be seen. Holler at me in 13 days, and we'll talk after that.
Well, you know, guys, I just – y'all know, man, I just got to bring some foolishness to the table. Because, hey, G. Willis, that was a great analysis, man, just to the table now. And, man, this is a time because, you know, I'm scrolling my site today, you know, reading a little bit about Bama ball, Auburn ball, LSU ball, and there's an article on SEC Country. I'm going to give SEC Country credit about Christian Miller. Christian Miller, he's expected to be one of Alabama's starting linebackers this year. Man, I remember the kid from high school. He was a straight-up terrorist, man. He was like a 190-pound defensive end who was just a monster. So he's been at Bama, and Bama fans hate when I say this, but I can't stop. But evidently, he's got to hope some good deer antler spray. And he's been at Bama for 3 years. Now he's 240 pounds. Okay, but along with that 240 pounds, at least 20 pounds of it is mustache. This dude got a mustache like Pablo Escobar, man. Hey, go on SEC Country and check out Christian Miller, man. He got a mustache like Pablo Escobar. Any man with a mustache like that is at least, at a minimum, a second-team All-American linebacker. If you have a mustache like that, I believe in you. I believe you can ball. There's no way you can't play football if you have a mustache like that. Christian Miller. Hats off to you, my boy. That mustache is fierce. It's the real deal, man. It's the real deal. Y'all go
checking him out now, man. Checking him out now.
Oh, yeah, G. Willis. I can't wait. Let me hear the sound when you see that mustache.
I'm still looking. 47, right? Alabama 47?
No, SEC
yeah.
Country. Just go to sccountry.com. That's all you got to do. Go to sccountry.com. And you cannot miss the mustache. It's going to poke you in the eye after it loads on your screen. Be careful. Be careful.
You're stupid. You are stupid.
But, man, I'm telling you, he's a beast, man. And, you know, he really.
Hey, he has a job as a porn star when he's done with this. I tell you that.
Hey, man, that mustache is legendary. I don't care. I guess everyone has to carve their own path, and he decided to go in mustache first. So I'm going to let him do his thing. But, man, let's
wow.
Move on a little bit, man. There's a couple teams, you know, that I think we've been kind of ignoring, man. And we got to talk about them today, man. That's LSU and Georgia, man. Man, Georgia's defense returned 10 starters from last year. 10 starters. And Kirby Smart recruited really well from the JUCO ranks, as well as he bought in some 5-star freshmen. So I expect Georgia's defense. Georgia may have. Well, I can't give them the best defense in the conference because you have Bama. So until I see different, Bama's gonna hold that crown. But Georgia's number two.
They are.
Georgia's defense was stout last year. Georgia's defense was the real deal last year, and I only see them moving forward. Man. So. You know, if Jacob Eason actually, you know, if he catches on and starts throwing the ball and does well, it's all about that offensive line. Because they have the running backs, man. You know, they have Nick Chubb, Sony Michel. Hell, are there two more proven running backs in college football?
Not really.
I can't think of any.
Not together. Not together like that.
Exactly.
Not in tandem, no.
Exactly. So Georgia's going under the radar for some strange – well, I guess it's because of their offensive line.
But, man, I honestly think it wouldn't shock me at all if Georgia – I think Georgia's coming out of the East, man. I think Georgia's coming out of the East. I believe.
Well, you know what? Don't sleep on – I'm telling you, Florida seems pretty confident for a team that just suspended their best receiver and clearly the most talent on out of their receiver core. And they're still slapping folks in the mouth. I mean, there's something going on in Florida. Watch out for Gainesville this year, guys. It's a lot of teams. Kentucky, watch out for Kentucky. It's a lot of teams that are Vanderbilt. I mean, you can never – Vanderbilt has built that, been building that program every year. I'm expecting SEC play to be out of the yin-yang this year. So,
man,
it's going to be better than we've
right.
seen in a couple of years. A couple of years is going to be the best we've seen in a couple of years. I'm still stuck on this, Bonzo. Pat Dye said this is the best Auburn team he's seen. What does that say? This is Pat Dye. I know some of you guys, listeners, may not know. Pat Dye, I mean, he means a lot to me, if nobody else. But for him to say that, it stuck with me. I know I say it every week since I heard it. I'm like, this dude, he messed me up when he said that because I was not really paying attention to the quarterback play. And, you know, I know the guys there, but the best team you've seen? Dude, he made me go steady. I turned into Bonzo for a week. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, you know what I'm saying? And the one thing that Bonzo said, he hadn't said it in about 3 weeks, Auburn has a tight end, and I hate to go back to Auburn.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Yep.
That he will make you know who he is this year. That kid is all over the place at practice right now. All over the place. Just remember that, the tight end position at Auburn this year. He's got hair all out the back of his helmet. You won't miss him.
Fail.
And he is a freshman. Wow. This is amazing. But, you know, and it's not just Auburn, guys. All of these teams are looking like they're going to be better, except for maybe Missouri. I don't think Texas A&M is going to be Texas A&M, who they normally are. You know, you got those teams. South Carolina should even be better. You know, I don't think they will ever get to where they think they want to be with the coaching staff they have and actually being in South Carolina. Even though, you know, I just don't see them. They can't win a recruiting battle in their own state, which is not that big of a deal because they won a national championship. But it's hard when you can't – South Carolina's not a football state. Let's just be honest. And if you can't win – the battle in your own state with the national championship team, and you don't have that tradition anyway. Clemson has tradition. They don't have that there in South Carolina. You've had two legendary coaches, Steve Spurrier and my guy from Notre Dame. Give me his name. They could not rebuild the program.
Lou Holtz.
They could not make it happen.
The one who talks like this. The one he spits everywhere when he talks.
Right.
Him.
Right. I mean, he had him, you know, at least not going to jail. But, you know, that was about it. That was about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, man. That's true. You know, but I think, I'll tell you another team that a lot of people are sleeping on, man. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
And this is all I have to say by LSU and their offensive coordinator. And you can take this to the bank right here. Take it to the bank, roll it up, smoke it, do whatever you want to do with it. But Matt Canada has done more with less. While at Pittsburgh, Matt Canada.
No pun intended, right?
Has done more with less. He didn't have all this, you know, just extreme talent. We all know what's going on down in the Bayou. We know how they
need to get your word playing.
We know what they got.
Les Miles, kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a lot,
we
man.
We know it.
LSU is one of those teams that always have the talent. Always. Every year they're going to have it. You may not even know. And nationally-wise, they're not going to know the names of some of these guys. But they are stacked. They've always been stacked at LSU. So
that's right.
If they can squeeze that talent out, LSU will be back in the national picture again this year. Tennessee is going to be that team that sucks again this year. That's without a doubt.
I think that you're right.
I put big money on that one. Well, I just don't see them. I mean, and they're ranked 25th. They're ranked 25th right now. They don't even have Vanderbilt ranked, and I think they'll do better in Tennessee.
Ooh.
Again.
But they did last
year. I said that last. They'll do it again, and they'll beat them again this year, too.
That's right. That's right, man. But, man, let's just talk about the first games of the year, man. Hey, you know, I just got to talk about the first games of the year for everybody, man. We don't have much time left for the show tonight. So what I got to do is, man, I got to pull up this scoreboard for the first games of the year. And if you're playing a cupcake first game of the year, then I'm going to move to your second game of the year. Auburn's playing a cupcake, so I'm not about to say Auburn versus Georgia Southern. So I'm not going to say that shit. Okay? So let's don't even do that. And I'm going to move on. Let's see. Let's see what we have here. Get it done.
LSU, BYU, that'll be a game.
Let's see. I'm going to pull it up. I want to have them all.
I got them all out.
We gone. You got them out, G?
I got them.
Let's start from the top. Florida A&M.
Florida A&M and
Arkansas.
There you go.
No, we ain't going. We can't say that. Let's move on.
Let's not
do Arkansas though. Play in week two. Let's see who Arkansas plays in week two.
I don't have that to talk about. I just got the first week. You want to skip to the second? You want to go all the way to the second?
Nope.
Week?
I'm skipping to the second week for Arkansas. Arkansas only. I want to see who Arkansas plays the second week because I refuse to sit up and talk about the $1 million they're about to pay FAMU to get their ass whooped. You know, but I will say I guarantee you that FAMU is thankful for the money. You know that $1 million goes a long way. They have a great pharmacy program at FAMU. And pretty sure they'll be getting some of that money. So go Rattlers. All right. So the second week. All right. There we go. The second week, Arkansas actually plays TCU. Who you got?
I got Arkansas.
Arkansas won last year in a squeaker. Like, that was actually a squeaker. And, man, I really like TCU's head coach, Patterson. Honestly, I think I think he's a great coach, just stuck at I don't want to call TCU a mid-major program, but what has TCU done for us lately? Okay, that's it. That's what I thought. Yeah. All right. I'll take TCU in that one. I think Gary Patterson redeems himself from last year. Brett Bielema, people just don't like to lose to him, man. He's one of those cats that rubs it in. So when he beats somebody next year, they normally come and kick his teeth in, i.e. Auburn last year. Okay,
right.
So South Carolina versus North Carolina State. That's a good one.
What? Yeah, you're right. Neither one of them are ranked right now. I think it's justified, especially with South Carolina being South Carolina. Let's move on to the next one. Michigan, Florida. Huge game.
Oh, man, look. Look, man, the way Coach Matt came out today, and G. Wills, I'm like you. He got something up his sleeve. He ain't walking around here picking fights for nothing. He ain't walking around here just picking fights because he thinks he got a missile. I think he knows something, man. And that defense was pretty ferocious last year. So I don't know. Michigan lost something like 18 players. Yeah,
they're still ranked number 11 for some reason. Florida's ranked number 17. I'm gonna go Florida, man. I mean, this is the SEC show. I'm not stupid, though, but,
I'm taking
you know.
Florida. I'll take Florida. I like that. Let's see what Kentucky got to offer, man. Kentucky at Southern Miss. We do have to discuss that one because last year at halftime, Kentucky was leading 29-0. It was either 29-28-0, and Southern Miss came back and beat them. So that gives me confidence that Kentucky's going to come in and kick the piss out of Southern Miss this year. They are pissed off.
They have the athletes. They definitely have the athletes.
Yes.
And they have the coach. You know, they have a lot of stuff going on. They're still Kentucky. You know, I don't want to elaborate on that, but they're still Kentucky. at the end of the day, but they got a lot of talent down there right now, which they've done before.
Yep.
You skipped over the Mississippi State Charleston Southern game.
Well,
it was that for a reason.
We're going to skip that. Now, we're going to skip that. We ain't going to talk about that. Georgia and Appalachian State. Now, look here. Appalachian State is a team that you do not want to play at the beginning of the year.
Ebb in life.
Why?
Ebb in life.
You do not want to play. You just don't want to play.
Always show up.
Don't put them on your schedule. Because they
always show up.
They believe that they can whoop anybody's ass. They believe that they can whoop anybody's ass. They don't care. They don't care what the front of your uniform says. They coming out swinging. Now you can bet that up. Ask Tennessee. If not for the missed field goals, they beat Tennessee last year. They exposed Tennessee. Appalachian State exposed Tennessee last year. They exposed them. After Appalachian State punched them in the face for an entire game and just gave the game back to them, no one was scared of Tennessee anymore. No one even cared. Butch Jones became Bitch Jones. Yeah, I said it. And, Butch, if you don't like it, man, you're going to have to step up. If you don't like it, Butch, step up and whoop somebody's ass. Do something. Do something, Butch. There it is. So, South Alabama, Ole Miss. You know what?
South Alabama beat them last year.
Mississippi schools right now. They beat Mississippi State last year.
They beat them last year.
Yeah, they beat Mississippi State. But, man, Ole Miss is in, like, they're in panic mode right now. South Alabama, if South Alabama beats Ole Miss, I'm going to call it right now. If South Alabama somehow figures out how to beat Ole Miss, when I say that people are going to start jumping ship at Ole Miss, I mean something like we've never seen before. I mean, like, Ole Miss might have to really start a whole bunch of walk-ons. Ole Miss might have to go to some frat houses and get some players. Guys, take off your bow ties and suit up. We need y'all.
I'm telling you right now. It's good for a storyline, but Ole Miss will beat South Alabama by 21 points. Without a doubt. With the receiving core and the quarterback, I think it's a done deal. And they're playing at home. They got a lot to prove. They playing for nothing right now, guys. Don't forget that. They're playing for nothing. They some killers in the bush. I would be afraid to play them this year.
Well, man, I don't know. If South Alabama beats Ole Miss, if they figure out how to get it done, they beat Ole Miss, then my 95-pound football team, I would like to schedule a scrimmage game against Ole Miss. I want to play y'all.
Well, let me say this, Bondo.
I want to give my boys a chance to feast, too.
Let me go a little bit deeper into it for you. The reason why South Alabama won a lot of games, they had a lot of guys that came there, that transferred there from UAB.
That's right.
Right. And UAB, those guys are mostly gone now. So this is a team that, I mean, they're not saying they don't have any good players, but I know for a fact most of the UAB players are no longer there, because that was how many years ago? That's now 3 years. 3 years ago. So I don't think they have the same team with the same talent level. I think they still are a good team, you know, for the level that they play. But again, I don't think it'll be close at all.
Could be right. But I actually have South Alabama beating Oklahoma State in that second week.
Oh, you put any money on it?
Yeah. No, I didn't put any money on it, but I'm putting money on cramps. We talked about that. So I'm going to go to Vandy, Middle Tennessee. I think Vandy takes that one. BYU.
Don't sleep.
LSU. Man, I don't sleep on BYU. I would not sleep on BYU,
ever.
Man. But I tell
ever.
You this.
Ever.
I'm positive. Now, this is what I'm positive of. I'm positive that BYU hasn't seen a defense like they're going to face against LSU. I'm positive that BYU hasn't played against players who hit that hard every play. Now, I'm positive it'll be a first time for a lot of BYU players getting hit that hard consistently.
I'm going to disagree. Who did they play last year?
Who, BYU?
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna pull that schedule up, G. I'm gonna pull up the
Pillow Fight schedule. I'm pulling it up right now myself.
I'm gonna pull up this Pillow Fight schedule, G. I'm gonna pull it up.
Now
G.
they do
I'm
play.
Playing, G.
Now let me go into G Willis mode real quick.
Okay.
Anybody on the West Coast, you're really gonna have to do a lot to gain my respect. West Coast is just trash to me, guys. I mean, they don't play anybody all year. like their schedule. Now, they played Mississippi State last year, and they beat them. They played Mississippi State last year and beat them. And that's the only SEC team they played. They played teams like a Michigan State, a West Virginia. They also play UCLA, and they lost all those games except for the Michigan State game. And they, again, like I said before, they did beat Mississippi State. The other games don't really matter, but again, I'm gonna repeat this one more time.
Gee.
And I've gotten plenty of asses. Mm-hmm.
South Alabama beat Mississippi State last year.
I agree, but Mississippi State, you know, they just lost a quarterback. You know, they're trying to find who they are. They have a quarterback now. they know who they are. This Mississippi State, man. Now, let's just be real. Mississippi State, even though they're good sometimes, they suck a lot. Let's just be wrong. Let's be honest. LSU, you're right. They're playing a whole different animal. But, I mean, BYU,
man.
I mean, they're so slow, you fake back into them. I've seen it happen, man. It's just different when you play BYU, man. I've seen them slow down teams that you see look like, I mean, incredible on tape. But BYU somehow stays with those teams. I mean, let me look at how they – dude, they lost a couple of games by 1 point. They lost to Arizona by 2. They lost to Utah by 1 point. They lost to UCLA by 3. West Virginia by 3. Toledo, they won. Dude, they barely lost every
hey,
game
G.
they played except for the Southern Utah game. They got the hell beat
okay.
out of them. And
okay.
UMass
okay,
beat
G.
the hell out of them, too.
G.
No, they won those
you
games. I'm sorry, they won those games.
G, you know I love to start fights with you. I love it. I love it, G. That's what. I'm
just reading what I'm just
so,
reading this, bro. And the games, they were close every game.
G, I'm finna make it null and void. If LSU plays this exact same schedule, the exact same schedule that BYU played last year, is Les Miles coaching there?
I agree with
you.
Les Miles has got an extension.
Thank you. How many teams in the SEC goes undefeated with this schedule? Quite a few.
Most of them.
I'm telling you, man. Look, I'm sorry. I know BYU is a hard-nosed football team, supposedly, and all that stuff. But let me explain something to you. BYU has that little aura. You know, kind of like the little Notre Dame aura, like Notre Dame is coming to town. BYU is coming to town. Let me tell you something. When you get on that SEC football field, they don't care nothing about that. They don't care nothing about them gold helmets, them traditional uniforms, them boys down there thumping. I'll never forget in that national championship game when Alabama ran out of the tunnel. You saw Notre Dame want to go back in the tunnel. Like, what have we gotten ourselves into? And Alabama, they hit Notre Dame so hard. Notre Dame still have not recovered from that ass whooping.
Nope.
Am I like, has Notre Dame recovered from that ass whooping that Alabama gave him yet?
Didn't even know they had a football program.
Hey, G, I'm going to bring something else to your attention. You remember Oregon came down and played LSU the first game of the season when they had all that speed? And LSU just completely tore their arms off and slapped them with it? BYU.
I'm looking at their schedule right now. I'm looking at Oregon's schedule right now. Like, goodness, they playing. I never even knew there was a school called Southern Utah, the Thunderbirds. Come on, man.
The Thunderbirds, G.
The Thunderbirds, bro. It is a 5:15 game. on the Pac-12 network, and I will not be viewing that game. Send me the highlights, bro. West Coast, I mean, I love the weather. I mean, it's cool to be on the West Coast for short periods of time. But football is nothing that I want to watch on the West Coast. All right, let's move on.
There it is.
Let me get off this.
There it is.
I hate him.
See, but I got to give
Wyoming.
G, y'all got to give G a hand because he tried. He really tried to. He tried to build BYU up, and he was being a good guy. Y'all know G just walk around punch people in the teeth all the time. But he actually, I got to give it to him. He went tradition. He went with tradition, and now he realized that this is Little Red Riding Hood versus the Wolf.
Yeah, man.
Little Lumberjack coming to save you, buddy.
And it is what it is. Well, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's our time, G. We only got about, we have like 2 minutes left, man. G, take us home, man. What you got?
Well, I want to just touch on this, man. We have guys like Coach Boyd and, you know, on the show and guys that like or see something in these other conferences. And since we ended the show talking about the West Coast, let's talk about the Big 12, the Big Ten. You know, some of these schools and some of the are okay in these conferences. But overall, like I said before, you cannot even compare any conference to the SEC conference. Let's start with the ACC, and I'll be very brief. ACC's top three versus our top three is not even close. They have two top-tier teams, maybe three. This year, I think SEC has several, which we've shown in the past. And I think it's laughable that these guys come on the show, they come on Twitter, they say what they say about all these different conferences, and it's just with there's nothing back behind it. And they always say, well, I think Miami, well, maybe Western, North Carolina State, get the hell out of here. And I'm done. What you got, Bonzo?
Hey, dog, I'm still doing sign effects, dog, because you're slapping them today, dog. You let them have it. You let them have it. One more sign effect for the road. Hey, man, you know what? I'm going to roll with you, man. I'm just going to roll with you, man. You know what? You either SEC or you ain't. You either SEC or you ain't, man. This is SEC mixtape. Man, I see a lot of good things in the conference this year. You know, we had a down year last year. It was a down year. However, this year, I think the SEC done grew some teeth, man. And the SEC stands a chance to completely knock the ACC back down a few levels. Quite a few games. Tennessee's playing Georgia Tech. That was a major ACC-SEC battle. South Carolina playing North Carolina State. That's a major battle. South Carolina's going to play Clemson at the end of the year. That's a major battle. You have Auburn and Clemson. You have Bama and Florida State. You have Florida State and Florida. So, you know what? The truth going to be told, and it's going to be settled on the field. It's not going to be opinion. It's going to be settled on the grass. It's going to be settled on the grass, G. And we going to talk about it. We keeping a tally. So if this is the program. If you want to hear what's going on in the ACC, SEC beef, you know, join us at SECmixtape.com. We meet every Monday and Wednesday night, man. We're going to start giving you guys updates every single morning once the season gets started. You guys going to get an update either from myself, G. Willis, or Billy Bad. So we coming at you guys, man. Appreciate you guys joining the show. We'll catch you on Wednesday, and we out.
Yo.